Elizabeth Arrighi Le Sueur was born in 1866 into a wealthy and sophisticated family in Paris, France. She and her siblings were brought up and educated like any other Catholic family of the time, and from her childhood, Elizabeth stood out for her devout way of life. In 1889, Elizabeth met Félix Le Sueur. They fell deeply in love and seemed to be the perfect match for each other. However, before the wedding, Félix confessed to his beloved that he had lost faith during his medical studies. Although Elizabeth was saddened by Félix's confession, she did not give much thought to a possible conflict between her religious practices and his skepticism. They were engaged on May 23, 1889, with the condition that Félix would respect her Catholic faith, and a few months later, they were married. From the start, everything seemed well, but Elizabeth later became ill and had to recover for several months. This was just the beginning of her health's issues that she would have to suffer for the rest of her life. Despite their religious differences, Elizabeth and Félix loved each other very much. However, as time passed, Félix, influenced by his atheist environment and the secular newspapers he read, grew more and more intolerant toward his wife's faith. He began to increase his criticisms of the church and soon openly ridiculed his wife's beliefs, filling their library with collections of books justifying atheism. After 7 years, in 1897, the criticisms of her husband began to get to her, and so Elizabeth abandoned her relationship with God. To ensure that his wife would renounce the faith once and for all, Félix gave her a book entitled The History of the Origins of Christianity, written by an author renowned for his hatred towards Catholicism. Elizabeth, however, was a lot smarter than that. Once more, she turned to the gospel, reading and reflecting upon the Word of God inspired in her a desire to learn more about her faith. Thus began the rebuilding of her spiritual life. She began to read the church fathers, mystic authors, and above all, sacred scripture. She also studied several different languages and began to write her thoughts and reflections in diverse publications. In 1899, Elizabeth began a diary. When she was 33, she wrote, "By the serenity that I mean to acquire, I will prove that the Christian life is great and beautiful and full of joy." From then on, the strength of her love for God and her trust in Him were her greatest motivation. She soon became conscious of her husband's need for conversion, but any effort made only caused greater conflict between the two. Her weapons now became prayer and sacrifice. She made the heroic decision to endure the attacks against her beliefs patiently, to pray for Félix's conversion, and to hide her sufferings from others. She wrote in her diary, "My God, one day, soon, you will give me the immense joy of a full spiritual communion with my beloved husband, the same faith, and a life for both him and me that may be directed towards you." From then on, praying for her husband's conversion became the focus of her entire life. She also began to work in various projects of charity to help the poor. Encouraged by her spiritual director, she took the call to embrace the lay apostolate seriously, living her duty of being a witness to her Catholic faith in her home and in her community. The indifference and hostility she received from Félix and other members of her social circle made her suffer. However, she always emphasized the necessity of tolerance and made a sincere effort to understand the convictions of others who possessed a different faith or no faith. Her motto was, "Do not accept everything, but understand everything. Do not approve everything, but forgive everything. Do not adopt everything, but seek the grain of truth that is contained in everything. Do not reject any idea or goodwill, though it be weak or misguided. Love all souls as Christ loved them." Elizabeth's apostolate was founded in the practice of prayer and the sacramental life. Sometimes she became distracted and failed in her schedule, or at times she was obligated to substitute her works of charity for service to her family. Nevertheless, from the moment of her conversion, Elizabeth remained faithful in her continuous effort to not only be a well-informed Catholic, but a devout Catholic. She lived the practice of asceticism and accepted with patience and goodwill the challenges, both great and small, that her daily life presented to her. Every time Elizabeth received the body of Christ, she would experience this mystical union with the Lord. Nevertheless, on many occasions, she was unable to receive the Eucharist because of her husband's objections. Elizabeth's mental and spiritual sufferings were extremely intense. She wrote, "God helps me maintain charity on the inside and remain calm on the outside, despite how much I suffer every evening hearing my faith ridiculed, attacked, and criticized, how much effort and interior anguish this implies." The suffering only increased as Elizabeth fell ill with breast cancer, and by 1907, her health had deteriorated to the point where she was forced to become almost immobile. In 1911, she underwent surgery and radiotherapy. When sufficiently recovered, she went, accompanied by her husband, on her last pilgrimage to Lourdes. Her cancer, nevertheless, continued to spread. In July 1913, she was obliged to remain bedridden. She had predicted her husband's conversion in the journal she wrote in 1905. Felix himself would later write, referring to this period, he wrote, "I was impressed at the strength with which she was able to dominate both her body and her soul. She endured her illness with serenity." Elizabeth passed away on May 3, 1914. She was only 48 years old. After his wife's death, Felix decided to write a book against the miracles of Lourdes, but he never finished the project, because on a visit to Lourdes, he was to have the first experience that caused him to seriously reconsider his position as an atheist. In a note that Elizabeth had written him in 1914, the year of her death, Felix read the following words, "In 1905, I begged Almighty God to send me sufferings with which to pay the price of your soul. The day I die, that price will be paid. There is no greater love to be found in a woman than when she gives her life for her husband." While on journey in Lourdes, Felix had an intense experience of both his wife's presence and God's. And it was this incident that sparked his slow return to Catholicism. In one of her letters to Felix, Elizabeth predicted something shocking. She wrote, "I will die first, and when I die, you will be converted. And when you are converted, you will become a religious." And so, her prophecy was fulfilled. Felix turned back towards the God who so patiently waited for his conversion. He confessed his sins to a priest, and he was reconciled with the Church. 3 years after Elizabeth's death, Felix returned to the bosom of the Church in which he had been baptized. In 1919, he became a Dominican friar, and in 1923, he was ordained a priest. Now, you may have a loved one who doesn't believe in God or may have fallen away from the faith. And let's be honest, that can be soul-crushing. But never forget the words spoken in Matthew 19:26. Take heart, though, and never give up praying for your loved one, because for God, all things are possible. The incredible story of Felix and Elizabeth LeSueur is a great testament to the power of sacrificial love and divine providence. Servant of God, Elizabeth LeSueur, pray for us.